We're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you, but the falling price of wheat's not our concern. And the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky. And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
Just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is the third and final hour of Govern America, and it continues to be the 29th of January, 2010. We're visiting with Vicki Davis and Jane Lesko of the Idaho Eagle Forum, and we're talking about this EB-5 visa program, these regional centers, but also the foreign trade zones that are apparently throughout the United States now, something that they recently uncovered. And certainly something that we all need to be alarmed about and concerned about, and to be educating our lawmakers on a state level about, because these things need to be fought. And we'll talk a little bit more later on in this hour about just maybe some strategies on what we can do to counter these things, because it needs to be done. Hey, John, go ahead and finish your thoughts there.
Yeah, I'll finish up quickly, Darren. Now, the observation, I guess, would be that not only is it a corporatization of America, but it's an international corporatization of America. They're taking incrementally, step by step, just like, you know, Sun Tzu said, and they, you know, they'll fight a war and it'll take eons, but they'll continue. One bite, how do you eat the elephant? One bite at a time. And they're eating America and we don't realize it. The suggestion that I would have would be for anyone listening, whether it's in Genesee County or Wayne County or Dixon or Davidson, wherever you're at, go to the internet, punch in your county's Chamber of Commerce. They've got a video, I can assure you. Watch the video. If there's foreigners, folks, in telling the world, come to Davidson County, it's a wonderful place. Chances are you're in a foreign trade zone.
Darren, can I interject something here?
Yes, go right ahead.
The audience also needs to pay close attention to where the EB-5 investors can invest their money, because if you get on the EB-5 regional centers, which are, like we said, they're private businesses that are scanning the globe looking for foreign investors to invest in their business, any foreigner that invests in their business under EB-5, you can, no matter where they're at, can come here and they get citizenship in 5 years, even though those foreigners do not have to actually have a business. Now, for an example, I'm originally from Napa Valley, California, wine country. I'm living in Idaho now, but I was looking under the EB-5 regional center for that area, which if you get on the regional EB-5 regional centers link that we have on our article, they're all over the country, mm-hmm. and they're encouraging people from all over the country to come into the United States and invest in their regional centers.
Yeah, we got another break here.
All right, thanks, John.
I appreciate your call, folks. We'll get to the other callers. Just hang with us. We'll be back here in just a moment. Stay with us.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
All right, we're back. We got the phone stacked right now, but I wanted to give you ladies the opportunity if you had anything else you wanted to say before we go back to the phone lines.
Can I finish this about these regional centers?
Yes, absolutely.
I was saying that I'm originally from Napa, California, Napa Valley with the wineries. Any of these foreigners that are looking for EB-5 investments, if they decide they want to go through these regional centers, you look under the regional center and you can see they're all over the country, every state. I think probably every state has them. And you look under what kind of businesses that those private investors, these are private American investors that run those regional centers, you can get an idea of what type of jobs they're going to, I mean, like what industry they're going to be investing the money into. Well, the Chinese are real slick because in Napa, if you look under the one for in California, there's one under Napa and Sonoma, vineyards for the county, and a lot of these regional centers are buying up the vineyards and the wineries. Well, the Chinese now are not deciding, a lot of them, not to go through these regional centers to invest, but they're purchasing the vineyards themselves. And I have a relative there that said that the Chinese now are buying the vineyards in Napa Valley, and they're coming in there, and of course they can't speak English and they don't have to speak English, and they're asking everyone that's working there to just stay there and run their business. Mm. So this is going on all over the country right now.
Yeah, and I guess we can't really stress that enough. You know, in fact, there is a similar type program to the EB-5 program, I believe, in Canada as well.
Yes.
So I'm not sure what it's called, but I was just reading that.
It's EB-5.
Oh, it's called the EB-5
yes,
also?
Yes, it is.
Okay, well, there
now
you go.
Now, I found out that I looked at an immigration attorney for the United States, and he said he's working for EB-5 for Canada and the United States.
So this is a worldwide method, procedure for integration.
Yeah,
and that's what this is all about. Global integration.
Global systems for global governance.
That's right. All right, back to phone lines. So let's go to Lee in Georgia. Lee, good morning.
How's that change working out for you? I tell you, between you and John and a couple others on RBN, I don't know which one of you drives me more crazy. Guys, this is absolutely a fabulous show. It was interesting you were talking about how did you refer to it, madam, as the way they do it over in China, as dormitories, basically?
Yes, worker dormitories.
I watched a documentary not long ago called The High Cost of Low Prices.
Yeah, we had that linked on Government America.
At one point, they were actually in China. They were videotaping the living conditions of these people who work in the, well, for lack of a better phrase, sweatshops.
Mm-hmm.
And when I hear this discussion and I hear about this whole EV program and all, I can't help but visualize this type of scenario popping up everywhere, all over the country. And basically just impoverishing the entire American people and turning all of us into almost a third world country outside of the Chinese corporation.
Well, do you remember Jack Abramoff?
Yes,
I do. And Tom DeLay. And what they were doing, they were taking politicians down to the Marianas Islands to look at the facilities down there. There was the same kind of setup. They had their factories that they were manufacturing something. It was in an intermodal commerce zone. They had their workers living in a dormitory in absolutely appalling conditions. And they were manufacturing, they were then putting on Made in USA label and shipping into the United States. Because I guess the Marianas Islands are a protectorate.
Mm.
But the Senator Frank Murkowski from Alaska did an investigation of all of this, and he was just appalled at what they were doing. These people were living in slave conditions, basically.
Yeah, we covered an article on the program not too long ago where, I mean, some of these dorms, they were setting up nets because people were literally jumping off the building. You know, they were jumping off the roof.
I remember hearing something about that.
Yeah. We talked about that on the program. So, I mean, we're supposed to believe that China's, you know, being brought up and everybody should feel good because all the world poverty, you know, laden countries are being brought up out of debt or out of, you know, the mire of poverty and squalor. Really, this whole system is a global race to the bottom. It is about taking down all the developed countries and making us all equal, leveling the playing field.
Yeah.
Well, it's not just that. China is trying to pick themselves up to world dominance. And
right.
If you look at that article that we did, which people need to pay very close attention to, that the communist government is in the middle of purchasing our natural resources. One example is the NCOOC. It's the Chinese National Offshore Oil Corporation. They've just leased oil rights in Texas of a multi-million dollar a stake in 600,000 acres for oil and gas. They're purchasing also another government business is trying to purchase the biggest mine in the United States, Mount Hope in Nevada. There are also mining right now, the communist government, the Coeur d'Alene, Alaska mine in Alaska to take our gold. And we found an article on the a website about the Chinese now, instead of allowing other countries to buy up their precious minerals, they're holding back now. But while they're holding back, they're buying everybody else's that they can get their hands on. So they are literally looting this country right now, and they want world dominance. Well, I got on the NCOOC website, the one that did the has the oil rights leased in Texas, the Chinese National Offshore Oil Corporation, and I was looking on a few links there, and here's this big hand with the world in the middle of it. Now, that speaks volumes to me.
Yes. Yeah, and you're absolutely right. That's one of the things that they recently brought out in this meeting with Obama and some of the G20 meetings that they've had in the past, is the fact that they want to turn the yuan into an alternative currency, a reserve currency for the world. You know, so the dollar's tanking by design, and in its place, communist China wants to put their yuan in the place of the dollar as a world's reserve currency. So this is what the New World Order, I guess, is going to look like. And this is why we played that audio from George Soros talking about how communist China, only he doesn't use the word communist, we added that, but he says China is going to be the engine that drives the global economy, and the United States is going to be pulled along. And, yeah. Boy, we're certainly seeing that materialize here.
The foreigners that come in here, whether they're Chinese or whatever, under these visas, they can buy up your town if they want, if they have enough money. If you've got distressed businesses or you've got places, people that are wanting to sell their homes, I mean, they could buy up communities.
The Chamber of Commerce is helping them find the distressed businesses.
Yes. Yes, mm-hmm. They are.
We got a little more than 2 minutes before the break. Lee, did you have anything else?
Other than people, enough already. Time to step up. It's now or never. Pull your head out of the sand. You're not ostriches. Thanks,
right.
Guys. I'm out.
Thank you very much, Lee. I really appreciate that. Let's go to Betty in North Carolina. Betty, good morning.
Good morning. I'm wondering about Epcot, Disney. The company store owns the whole environmental prototype city of tomorrow, and we all go and look at it, and it looks like there's no dormitories there. I'm wondering if that's a big propaganda ploy.
I have no idea. I don't know anything about the Epcot Center.
Okay, well, that thought came to mind. It may not be pertinent at all.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Well, yeah, I appreciate it, Betty. I don't know either, to be perfectly honest with you. Wouldn't surprise me. Nothing, just about nothing surprises me anymore.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me if they're a sub-zone at a foreign trade zone. And
yeah. No. All right, Janan in Texas. Janan, good morning.
Yes, Darren. If a person would just type in foreign trade zones, comma, and the name of their state, the first thing that will come up is the Department of Commerce's International Trade Administration website with a list by state of the foreign trade zones. There's 33 foreign trade zones in Texas. I think Becky mentioned something about Alliance, and the only thing I see about that is the grantee is Alliance Corridor, Inc. in Fort Worth, Texas. That's all I know about that. Now, the city of Round Rock, where RBN is located, they have something, a grantee called Foreign Trade Zone of Central Texas, Inc., and that includes Dell Computer Corporation, Samsung of Austin, and Semiconductor LLC.
Okay, John, hold it right there.
Okay.
Let me go ahead and take a break.
Okay.
We were getting an echo, and then we'll continue on the other side. Folks, we have a couple open lines now, too, by the way. You can jump on board right now, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Talking about a very important topic today, these foreign trade zones, communist colonization of America, the EB-5 visa program, and these regional centers that are a part of the EB-5 program. So join in, 800-313-9443. We'll be back.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America, visiting with Jane Lesko and Vicki Davis. Jane is with the Idaho Eagle Forum, and Vicki Davis, she does her own research working with Jane, and she chronicles her findings and documents her findings on channelingreality.com, www.channelingreality.com, and you can go to our website, and the link is right there under the guest information, as well as the research papers that they've have both compiled together, Communist Chinese Reverse Colonization of the United States, and, of course, the Chinese Pipeline of Investors. And both of those are rich, full of links and research information that you can go and get up to speed from mainstream news sources to government websites, all the stuff that you need to know to read, take the time, and figure out exactly what's going on with these centers so that you can educate your lawmakers in your area. Because it's a vital that they be on board and understand what's happening, because this needs to be stopped. Janan, you were before the break, you were talking about some of these things in Texas.
Yes, I just wanted to make a couple of observations. When I'm looking over this list of Texas foreign trade zones, they have the name of the grantee, that is the entity that is granted the foreign trade zone status, and I notice that the grantee in many of these Texas 33 entities is either a city in Texas or a county of Texas. And I know in Texas this is kind of the local connection on all of this, but the state law, the local government code, allows cities to set up what they call economic development corporations. And they can even, if they want to, charge 0.25% or maybe 0.5%, I can't remember, sales tax, you know, that's added on to your whole sales tax rate. And I've always had deep suspicion about these government-sanctioned economic development corporations, because it looks like your city council members and your mayor and your bigwigs in your city government sort of get behind closed doors with these big wheeler-dealer real estate development-type people, and they come up with a big money-making scheme. And it's really all under the auspices, you know, they get to charge state sale, I mean, local sales tax, and it just looks like sort of a good governmental private-public partnership thing, but it's all kind of secretive. To me, it's just a great big open door to graft and corruption of kickbacks and all that sort of stuff. But anyway, so your city governments and your county governments are often the grantee on the foreign trade zones. And another thing I wanted to mention briefly is that many of our states are in dire financial condition, like the state of Texas. For the coming budget biennium, we are $27 billion in the hole. I mean, we don't have enough money coming in. And even for this current budget time that we're in, that ends August 31st, we're $4 or $5 billion short. And the agencies are laying off employees and cutting and doing everything they can because the state is just flat out of money. And our state constitution in Texas says pay-as-you-go. But this situation of states being in dire financial condition is the perfect storm to allow all these Chinese investors with deep pockets to come in and buy up everything. I mean, it's very tempting for state governments and these economic development governmental entities to, you know, have these people come around who have all this money, who want to do things, you know, and buy up things. And
well, one might argue, and I think successfully so, with a lot of merit, that that's exactly what they designed the whole bankruptcy system for the states to be used for.
I really think so, Darren. And, I mean, this whole economic collapse, to me, shows every sign of being just engineered or planned. But as far as China specifically, David Rockefeller said wonderful glowing things about Chairman Mao and his system, you know, 20 or 30 years ago. I mean, there have been strong signs that China is our favorite little thing now, and they're going to be number one. And, you know, it's just outrageous, you know. And,
well, slave labor is the cheapest. So, you know, when you just boil it down to those facts, slave labor produces the highest profit, then there you go.
Right.
Well, if they can sell the to the American people that China's got the money and they're our only salvation, I believe that's where we're going right now.
Right. And on those economic development zones, when we started out, I was telling you about a zone that I found in Meridian, Idaho, called the Core. And what the core is a work-based learning zone.
Okay, let's hold it right there because we have the break coming up. Janine, did you have anything else?
That'll be all. Thank you, Darren.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Thank you very much for your call. I really appreciate it. And you other callers that are on the line, Jim, Sherry, and Lee, hang with us. We'll get to you in the next half hour of the show. And, folks, we still have some open lines, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And when we get back from the break, we'll let Vicki continue to talk about the Core. So lots going on. Stay with us. We'll continue here on Govern America on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks as we continue on here. The website, once again, is www.governamerica.com. And that's where you can go to get the information by Vicky and Jane, the Chinese pipeline of investors, lots of research, lots of links there, and also communist Chinese reverse colonization of the United States. We're going to put those up there on a permanent basis, you know, in a more permanent area of the website. We just need a whole section dedicated to this because this issue isn't going to go away anytime soon. These people have built this stuff deliberately. This is a deliberate effort at integration of our country and colonization of our country in the name of globalization and basically taking us down, ladies and gentlemen. I don't think it's too melodramatic to describe it that way. It's been a work in progress for many years. The World Trade Organization creates a club of rich countries, and in order for any country to go along and sell their goods, they have to play the WTO game. And that means integration. It means giving up your national sovereignty. And obviously with these free trade zones, and I keep calling them free trade, they're foreign trade zones peppered throughout the country and in corporations, obviously as these things continue to expand and you get more and more of them, it's like a cancer throughout the country. until it's going to, it looks to me like Vicky and Jane, like ultimately what the plan is to swallow the entire country, make the entire country basically one big giant block of foreign trade zones.
That's what we're thinking too.
Yeah, basically elimination of the nation state and just turning it into a big territorial market, if mm-hmm. you will.
You were going to talk about the core before the break, Vicky, and I know we got the phone stacked. Folks, please be patient. We will get to you. But I want to give you a chance to talk about the relevance of your research on the core.
Uh-huh. Okay, the core is, it was named after corridor, transportation corridor, because it is an intermodal commerce zone. And I called Brenda Sherwood, and she is the Meridian Economic Development Specialist. And she's the one that gave me this information. She said that they were considering having the designation change to foreign trade zone, but they hadn't decided yet. It's an EB-5 regional center. But the different thing about this is that it is a work-based learning zone. And that is a whole other complex strategy. The St. Luke's Hospital is the anchor, and Idaho State University is in partnership with it. The Idaho State University has a small business development center that is also called a small business incubator. Now, and you can do a search on the internet for small business incubator, and you'll probably find a lot of them in your own state. What the work-based learning zone is, they are businesses that are set up where, and there are tax benefits to being in the zone, so they don't really pay the same amount of taxes as a business outside of the zone. They also get tax credits for all of the people that are hired within the zone, for all the jobs that are, quote, created.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? The EB-5 regional center, the money that goes to them, can be used to start up small businesses that will reside within the zone, the core, that's called the core.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, allegedly, what they will be doing with Idaho State University students is research. You know, it's for the technology transfer program, and you got to love the way this works. You know, the taxpayers funnel research money down to the universities. That money is combined with corporate money, and whatever technologies are developed, then can be transferred to whoever the selected winner is. The selected winner gets to start a business to exploit that technology. And the university's Small Business Development Center helps them start up their small business. And these people that you see that are serial entrepreneurs, they call them. They are just pumping out these small businesses,
mm-hmm.
Like a bubble machine. It's like a small business bubble machine. And it's so very complicated that I really haven't gotten to the bottom of this yet. But and I'm still working on it.
Well, you know, there's quite a lot to this whole thing. And a lot of the terminology that we're throwing out today is probably terminology that a lot of people have never even heard unless they visit your website and see the research that you've been doing. I mean, this is all being done in the background, beneath the radar. The American people have no idea that any of this is even going on. And, and basically it represents a complete hijacking of the American system of government.
It certainly does. And there is something else that's important about this that people should understand. Their high schools are being redesigned, and the idea behind the redesign of high schools is that it's going to be in large part online education. The rest of their education will be hands-on, work-based.
Well, there you go. School to work, workforce development, planned economy.
Right. You know, if you think about a school curriculum, you know, to give the children all of the education that they need, not every community has all of the businesses within the community for the students to get the hands-on. So what I suspect is happening is that these small business incubators are creating the small businesses that are actually, in fact, classrooms for the hands-on learning.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah. Let's go back to the phone lines. We got the phones stacked. Jim in Atlanta, thank you very much for patiently holding on. Jim, you're on the air.
Okay, great show, Darren. I can see here that Jane and Vicki have done a lot of work, and believe me, I'm sitting here with my jaw on the floor. I've been listening all week and hearing little bits and pieces about this Chinese movement.
Mm-hmm.
And I've sort of got a little different spin on what you guys are thinking about. And, of course, right away, just like the bankers, they sell us on the economic benefits. Well, I think this is all part of the economic benefits that they're going to sell the people so that they go along with it. But I think the real thing here and what's happening is they're moving in Trojan horse fixtures into this country.
Mm-hmm.
So that they can have complete control when they do pull the plug. That's my take on it. Now, in the meantime, there's a lot of greedy, underhanded people that live in this country that are going to go ahead and sell out their business. Now, earlier in the week, I heard that the Chinese will buy a business, an existing business, but they need to have over 51% controlling interest. So isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
That's
also,
all
I've been doing some research also.
Okay, hold on a second, Jim. What was that, Jane?
That's all businesses now that are doing trade with China.
Yeah. So I think they're coming in here under the guise of, you know, being the nice guys that are going to help everybody. But now I'm starting to understand why I've been looking over the months here of these FEMA camps. And by the way, I've done some research here in Georgia. I went with a bunch of my friends here, four of us, and we went down to South Georgia. And it's very similar to what you're describing. Now, understand this. These seven prison camps are between Route 75 and 95, which is, you know, the two main corridors going up the East Coast. Now, they're out in the middle of areas where the old towns have actually, they're still standing, but it looks like, you know, something you'd see in an old Western movie. They're all, the roofs are collapsing. They're surrounded by nothing but soybean fields. And then out in the middle of all this, you'll see these cookie-cutter FEMA camps. And I went to four out of the seven that are listed. So they're there. And they're also empty, which is sort of interesting. So I'm wondering if I go and look up on these websites that you're telling your listeners, we're probably going to find out that those are some of the free trade areas, and they're going to actually use probably dissidents here that don't want to go along with this as forced labor. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, it sure does.
And put them in the camps. That's
somebody
the perfect
pointed
way.
Out.
So,
yeah, go ahead,
Vicki.
Somebody pointed out yesterday on John's program, a caller from Idaho that knew that the foreign trade zone area that they're planning on building a warehouse and supposedly manufacturing is located right near the prison. And, of course, we know they use prison labor, which just from the standpoint of the economics, it doesn't make any sense for China to manufacture in the United States.
Right.
And especially not in the interior of the country.
Well,
you know,
if it made any sense, our corporations wouldn't leave. You know?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, unless they collapse everything. See, these international bankers have no loyalty to this country. Just like you said, they're selling out Canada and all over the world.
Well, you can put our governors in that, too, because our governor of Idaho is going over to China looking for these Chinese. And I don't think he's that stupid, actually.
Well, the governor of California did. The governor of the state of Washington did.
Yeah, and our governor here in Michigan certainly is up to his eyeballs in this as well.
Well, I think we should get a lot of our carpenters busy. We should start going to these local communities like Jane and Vicky were talking about, that these councilmen are going in behind closed doors. I think we start needing to build gallows out in the city streets and start trying these people right there. This is where we're at, I think. And I think if the American people, this is another point I wanted to make, if
quickly,
you gave them the choice of watching this, I'm sorry?
Yeah, we have other callers, so please hurry.
Yeah, if you gave them the choice of watching the Super Bowl or finding out about how the Chinese are stealing the country, they'd go for the Super Bowl. I'll close on that. So
yeah,
great
listen,
show, guys.
I really
keep
appreciate the call there, Jim. I really do. Real quickly, I want to share this before we go back to the other callers, because Jim mentioned that this is a China Trojan horse, and Roger Canfield wrote a book called China's Trojan Horses. Red Chinese soldiers, sailors, students, scientists, and spies occupy America's homeland. And I want to point out that Jim's right on target with that, because Roger Canfield says, Red China targets Chinese citizens studying or working in the U.S. as well as Chinese Americans. Red China is interested obsessively in people of Chinese American ancestry to the exclusion of other people, says a former director of the FBI's Chinese counterintelligence, Paul Moore. Many Chinese Americans may freely provide information in absolute and complete innocence. As engineers, scientists, and mathematicians proud of their knowledge and achievements, some may feel especially privileged to share their achievements with others of like interest and ethnic background. Everywhere, Americans of all ethnic backgrounds greet visitors from Red China with the effusive friendliness born in only the USA. Like their brothers at Los Alamos, U.S. technical experts routinely show everything to visitors from China about critical infrastructures without a passing thought about security. He goes on from there, and I won't read the whole thing because we don't have time, but I just wanted to point that out, that there definitely is an advantage for them to send their people over here. It's a toehold into this country, and certainly at a time when we're supposed to be worried about homeland security, it's just absolutely nuts. I want to point out, too, Nancy Levant. Many of you listeners will remember her. She used to host the show with me. Talked to her the other day. She's currently teaching an English class at a college here locally where I'm at. But she also, for extra money, she works at Cracker Barrel, which is a restaurant, but they also have an old country store attached to it. And she told me the other day that she says, not a day hardly goes by that we don't have communist Chinese coming into this store, Chinese people, non-English-speaking Chinese people, coming into the store and going around the store and taking pictures with their cell phone camera. Now, she says, I have no idea what they want. They don't, you can't ask them if they're looking for anything because they don't speak English. But they're going around taking pictures. And she says, I just keep wondering, are they going to take this place over? So, ladies and gentlemen, this isn't something to play around with. Communist China is not a country that we need to be playing with. They're not a little kitten to be cuddled. And yet our fearless leaders seem to think that they are. It's insanity.
There's a video on the World Economic Forum website of Peter Sutherland, Pascal Lamy, and the Chinese, I'm not sure what his position is. It must be something to do with economics. But I would really recommend that people find that video and watch it, because it speaks volumes about the relationship between China and the United States. And it's not good.
Yeah.
It's not good. It's not friendly. Robert Zoellick, the U.S. Former U.S. Trade Representative and President of the World Bank, was supposed to be there, but he was a no-show for it, and I think there's probably a very good reason for that.
Let's go to Sherry in Kansas. Sherry, thank you for holding on.
Good morning, Darren. Good morning, ladies. I really applaud your research, and thank you for sharing it with us. You know, one reason that a lot of manufacturing has left this country is because of our environmental laws. And I'm curious, and this you probably won't know this, but I'm wondering if the manufacturing that they're doing in these things, that if they're even anybody's watching to see what they do with their, you know, stuff that they that would be considered hazardous waste and stuff, because like I said, a lot of that stuff is, you know, I know motorcycle helmets.
No, nobody is watching except U.S. Customs and Border Patrol, and I ask you, how good of a job did they do on our southern border?
Right. And another thing, too, is that there always seems to be a double standard between U.S. corporations and those of foreigners. And I'm sure this is no exception. Hey, we got to take another break. Is that all you had there, Sherry?
Well, that stuff goes into the fertilizer supply, too, some of that hazardous waste.
All right. We'll be back here, folks. Stay with us.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
All right, we got a bunch of calls and just a few minutes left, so I'm going to ask everyone to be really brief. Vicki and Jane, we had some callers asking for your contact information again. Can you real quickly give that?
Well, mine is on my website, www.channelingreality.com. My email address is on the front page.
Okay. Jane, is there some way that they can contact you?
Yeah, my email is Idaho Eagle Forum. At mtida.net.
Okay, very good. All right, real quickly, Ron in Missouri. Go right ahead, Ron. Ron, are you there? Okay, going once, going
there
twice.
We are.
Yeah, Ron, you there?
Yep.
Yeah,
by the way,
quickly.
None of these states are broke. People were talking about that. If they go look up the comprehensive annual financial report, you'll find cities, states, counties. They got more money than they know what to do with, so don't fall for this nonsense.
Right, yeah, they're pushing it off the books, aren't they?
That's right.
Okay, go.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Oh, okay. All right, that's all you wanted to say. All right.
That's
it. That was pretty brief. Thank you. All right, Mel in Connecticut. Mel.
Oh, I just wanted to say that Connecticut has lots of smaller towns, as you probably are aware if you've ever been through it. But in the last 5 years, I cannot even begin to tell you how many Asian nail parlors, pedicure, manicure, nail parlors are popping up with Chinese running them, and maybe four and five in a town, one little town.
Mm-hmm.
Two across and opening up a Chinese restaurant by a little local rail station on the railroad that goes in from Connecticut into New York City. And then their managers, whoever you want to call them, they're there for a year, maybe a year and a half or two, and then all of a sudden they disappear and another set come in. And so there you go. I mean, we're talking Asians big time.
Yeah. Yeah, and it doesn't make economic sense what they're doing, so there has to be another purpose.
An ulterior motive. That's right.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the call there, Mel. Lee in Georgia, you're our final call. Lee, go right ahead.
Hi, guys. Just real quick, I very seldom ever call in the same show twice, but while listening and all that, I did a little searching myself. If you got something right with folks, somebody called in early, wanted to know about a website where you could look up your state. I found one. It goes state by state, gives a full listing. ia.ita.doc/ftz/letters/ftzlist.html. And you were talking about you were looking at the state of Texas. There's 31 of these in Texas alone.
Okay, I'll tell you what, that's kind of a long address. Can you send that to me at radio@governamerica.com, and I will post it up on the website for the folks?
I certainly will.
All right, yeah, just send me an email, and we'll get that posted right after, well, a little bit later on in the afternoon here.
All right.
Thank you so much there, Lee. I really appreciate it. Closing comments there, ladies. I really appreciate you being with us. And certainly, I think this is something that we're going to have to follow up with as well in the future, because obviously this is a very hot-button issue, and with good reason. I mean, our country is being taken over, overrun. It's clear we're being colonized, and like you said, Vicki, I think there's definitely an ulterior motive here. They've smelled blood, and they want to take us down.
Yeah.
Purchasing our natural resources is another strategy, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And this is it's so complex and so big that we need everybody to start looking at this and helping out in terms of finding out what's really going on with this.
Yeah, and folks out there, I just want to say, those of you who have children especially, look in the eyes of your children and think about the future. Think about what they're going to face if this thing isn't brought to a conclusion and these people aren't gotten out of here. Folks, pray for this republic. Do what you can to restore it. God bless each and every one of you, and we'll chat with you again next week.
Gold. Ever.